Good morning. I'm Reverend Eugene Williams, and this is the Ray of Hope Christian Church time of prayer and meditation, and I'm honored to lead you in these next few moments. The scripture that will guide our meditation for the morning will be Jude chapter 1, verses 20 through 23. The Common English Bible reads like this: "But you, dear friends, build each other up on the foundation of your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep each other in the love of God. Wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will give you eternal life. Have mercy on those who doubt. Save some by snatching them from the fire. Fearing God, have mercy on some." Friends, the only thing that most people know about the book of Jude are the beautiful words of benediction. However, Jude begins this letter wishing that he could write to the believers about a more uplifting subject matter. He wishes that he could write to them about the joy of salvation. He wishes that he could write to them about how proud he is of their growth and how they are progressing and how they are caring for each other and loving each other. However, he has to take the time in this short letter, this one chapter, to write to them about the spiritual dangers that they are currently facing. The Christian communities were being exposed to false teachers and false prophets that had ulterior motives and were only seeking to profit from the believers. So Jude, he writes this letter to warn the believers. He writes this short letter to encourage the followers of the way to defend the truth of the faith. Now, he fully understood the threat to the gospel from the people that he calls godless. He doesn't say why they're godless. He doesn't say, he doesn't give specifics, but he considered them to be godless because of their motives and their theologies that they were teaching. They were going around the churches and sowing confusion and professing teachings that were antithetical to the gospel. They were causing discord and creating disunity in the body of Christ. So Jude not only admonishes the believers, but he reminds them of what the Old Testament says about those who faltered and those who sinned and those who blasphemed against God. He reminds them in the body of this letter that the children of Israel, when they were rescued from Egypt, they wanted to turn back when things got hard and they lifted up an idol above God. And he reminds them of how God corrected them. He reminds them of how Sodom and Gomorrah were punished for their immorality. This is a pretty harsh letter. It's pretty tough. But instead of writing harshly to these believers, instead of writing harshly to us, in this letter, Jude offers a prescription for all believers. He offers a prescription of what we should do when we are faced with false teachings and things that would divide us. This prescription tells us to build each other up in the true foundation of our faith. It tells us to pray in the Holy Spirit, to keep each other in love, the same love that God gives to each of us. It tells us to wait for the mercy of Jesus Christ, to show mercy to those who doubt, to save other people by snatching them from the fire. And then finally, it tells us to fear God and to have mercy. This is the prescription that Jude gives us when dealing with discord and disunity and things that would tear us apart as believers, as God's church, as the church of Jesus Christ. In essence, Jude, in this prescription, is telling us to keep the main thing, the main thing. Even today, we live in a polarized and divided society. We're categorized by the American political system. We are just coming out of election season where it was extremely divided. We find ourselves categorized into conservatives or liberals. We are either evangelical or liberationist, or believe in inerrancy or deconstructionism, and the list goes on and on and on. There are many preachers who preach one thing or the other, and if they see you as the other, then to them you are just demonic and you have no redeeming qualities. But the Lord has called us to unity in the faith. The Lord has called us to the ministry of reconciliation. Too often, too many people preach and talk about and live the religion that's about Jesus rather than practicing in reality the religion of Jesus, rather than practicing the things that Jesus practiced and doing the things that Jesus did and living the way that Jesus would live. It's one thing to believe in the religion about Jesus. It's another thing to practice the religion of Jesus. Jude's prescription for the believers, and in this prescription, he instructs us to wait for mercy, to show mercy, to have mercy. Friends, what we can learn from this letter that in the midst of confusion and the lifting up of dangerous theologies, in the midst of things that would tear us apart, in the midst of political pundits dividing us into different categories, if we call ourselves Christians, if we follow the way of Jesus Christ, if we believe in the teachings of the carpenter, then Jude is telling us that we must lean wholeheartedly into the truth of our faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We must do what Jude instructs us to do by consistently rereading our Bibles and relearning the teachings of Jesus so that we will be able to know and practice the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ for ourselves. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for another day. We thank you for another opportunity to come alive and to live on purpose and to live in purpose. We thank you for filling us with your spirit that gives us animation. We thank you for filling us with your spirit and your love and your mercy that we should exude every day of our lives. Lord, give us the strength to walk this path that you have set before us. God, give us the strength to stay upright when the world is shaking underneath us, when the ground is shaking underneath us, oh God. Give us the stability and give us the power to stand tall. Even when it's easy for us to fall and to falter and to stumble, God, keep us lifted up. Lord, right now I pray for everyone who may be listening or watching this time of prayer that may be praying along with me, oh God. I pray right now that you would give them the ability, the supernatural ability to walk the walk and to keep the main thing to main thing. I pray, oh God, that you would give us that you would open our eyes and that you would open our hearts and that you would open our minds and that you would strengthen our hands and our feet to walk and to live and to practice the religion that Jesus practiced the life and to live the life that Jesus lived. Lord, fill us and give us the strength to stay strong on the narrow path, to stay focused on things that you have called us to be about and to do in this world. God, help us to lift our brothers and our sisters up. Lord, this is a time when depression and overwhelming anxiety is gripping so many people. Lord, we are seeing so many stories and hearing so many stories of suicidal ideation and suicidal completion. And so, God, we just pray for the families of those who are dealing with friends who felt like they couldn't go on, with family members who felt like they were no good to anybody and that they didn't need to be here anymore. Oh, God, I pray for their families that they would be strengthened, that they would find peace and they would find wholeness. And oh God, I pray for those who are maybe in that space but haven't reached that place of completion. Lord, I pray that they would hear me, even if they're hearing me on this call or if they're hearing me in the spirit realm, oh God, I pray that they would hear me and that they would know that they are not journeying through depression alone. That there are people who care for them, that there are people who love them, that there are people who need them, that you need them to walk out and to live out the purpose that you have given to them, oh God. Lord, I pray for everyone who may feel like a burden. I pray that someone may call them and say, hey, how are you doing? That someone will reach out and see that they are God's child. They are our sister. They are our brother. They are our friend. They are our family, oh God. And that they are loved. They're accepted. They are forgiven for whatever they may think that they may have done wrong. Lord, we have a prescription. We have a prescription to snatch people out of the fire, to love each other, to pray in the Holy Spirit, and to show and wait for mercy. We thank you, O God, for the prescription. We thank you, O God, that you have given us the ministry of reconciliation. Lord, I pray for unity. Unity in the body of Christ. Unity in the individual, that they may remember who they are in Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would hold us all together, and that when we come together, when we link together, that we wouldn't let each other go, even when we disagree, even when we look different or think different or believe different or love differently. Oh God, I pray, oh God, that when we come together, we would never leave each other, that we would never cast each other aside or ostracize each other. Oh God, keep us together in unity. Help us to show mercy to each other. And the love that you have given us, let it overflow into our sisters and our brothers. Lord, and in this moment, believing that it is already done, we say now unto God, who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before divine glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Thank you for joining us this morning. I pray that you have been blessed. I pray that you have a wonderful and an amazing day. And we look forward to having you join us in person this Sunday for worship on Christmas Day. I pray that you would come and join us as a family here at the Ray in person, or you can join us online at www.rayofhope.org, or you can go to our Facebook page or our YouTube page. And then you can join us here next Wednesday for another time of prayer. God bless you and have a wonderful day.